today is Parashas Devarim. Parashas Devarim, new Chumash, and Shabbos Chazoin, the last of the three Parashiyos, which we read the Haftorah. Haftorah did Paranusa. I want to warn you that my shiur today is half baked. It's half baked. I had a lot of tear this yesterday. The last few days I've been very been totaled Baruch Hashem with good things. Not the good things that I really would really, not the real good things that I would really prefer, but, well, yeah.
Another question.
Yes, quick.
The Haftarah of tomorrow, it's a mixture. It's not all gloom and doom.
Go back and forth a niggun. You start with yes, yeah.
That's purely gloom and doom.
Yeshaya is cool nechama.
In the middle of it, Hashem,
no, it's very harsh. Some of the harshest words of Musar.
Hashem says in the middle.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Hashem says what?
Luchu navi chayemer Hashem.
Down together, and if you wanted to do tshuva.
Luchu navi v'nivacha chayemer Hashem.
And the end is even
positive. Yes. That's why you switch nigun. You switch from the nigun. A good Baal Kriya tomorrow will begin with the nigun of Eicha. And then we'll switch, when you come to L'chuna V'nivacha, you switch to the Nigun of the regular Haftarah,
right.
And then you switch back for one Pasuk, there's one more Pasuk, you switch back to Eicha, and then you switch back again to the regular Nigun, because the Pesukim, which represent words of encouragement, words of Musar, productive advice, that's all part of the Haftarah. It's not Kula Ra, It's Musar. Okay, we'll discuss some of these things in a few moments. Let's just do that. Parashas Devarim, Shabbos Chazoin. A lot of things I want to tell you over here are really ideas that are half baked and something to think about. And maybe you on your own can come up with some deeper interpretation of some of the things I want to present to you. Again, I want to warn you, it's more of just observations instead of complete ideas. Number one, the first thing is more of a complete idea. This following observation: there are 3 weeks. There, the Bein HaMetzarim. 90% of the time, the Bein HaMetzarim is Parshas Pinchas, Parshas Matas Maseh, and Parshas Devarim. These are the three parshios which are always the parshios of the Yemei HaMetzarim, the 3 weeks. How does the first pasuk in Parshas Pinchas begin? What's the first pasuk in Parshas Pinchas in the first Rashi? Parshas Pinchas is Pinchas Ben Elzer Ben Arachayin. We give you a Yichus. The Miyaches, the Yichus of Pinchas. Rashi says, why do we Miyaches Pinchas? Lefi, Shehoyu Hashavatim Mivazim Oysal. Pinchas was not a very highly regarded person. He did not have a very good reputation. They were Mivaza. And they said, look what this person did. He killed. He's a murderer. He's a hired assassin. He's a mercenary. Look what he did. Shehoyu Hashavatim Mivazim Oysal. Harisem. Did you see did you watch the news last night? Did you see the clip of Harisa ben Puti Zeh? This ben Puti, his name, they called him Puti because his grandfather would fatten calves for idols. Ben Puti Zeh shepitim avi imai, his father's mother, agolim la'avodas kachavim Yisrael. And you see what he did, the chutzpah to kill one of the Nesim, one of the princes of the Jewish people, the Harag Nasi Shevet Yisrael. So in order to counteract this bad reputation that was given to him by some of the wicked people in the Klal Yisrael, Hashem went and was miyaches him after the greatest of the great, therefore bo'akos of the yichasu achar aharoin. So therefore the very first pasuk of Pinchas is to give kavod, is to give honor, dignity, renown to this great man, Pinchas. Who is Pinchas? Not like you say Ben Puti. How dare you? He is Ben Elozar, the Skan Kohen, Ben Aharon HaKohen. And then to describe exactly the good deeds that he has done, Heshives Hamasim Miyal B'nei Yisrael. So in other words, what is the first pasuk in Parashas Pinchas doing? It's here to give kovoid. To give kovoid to Pinchas. What's the second parasha of the Bein HaMetzarim? Parashas Matos. How does the parasha begin? Vayidaber Moshe El Rosh HaMatos L'Bnei Yisrael Lemor, Zeh HaDvar Shetziv Hashem. Rashi's the kasha. All of a sudden, Moshe is talking to the Rosh HaMatos, the whole Torah. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe lemar dabrel b'nei Yisrael. All of a sudden, dafka to the Rosh HaMatos, to the leaders. Rashi, first Rashi, the second week of the Bein HaMetzarim. Chola kovoid gave honor. Moshe Rabbeinu gave honor l'nesim l'landam techila v'achar kach l'chol b'nei Yisrael. Okay, unbelievable. We discussed this last week. Why dafka when it comes to Nidorim? That's not our topic for now. But the parasha begins the second week of the series of the Bein HaMetzorim is Nachamol to give kavod. Third week, Parashas Devarim, first Rashi. Eile HaDevarim. Shlifi Shein Divrei Teichochos. Moshe is giving harsh rebuke. Umane Khan, he lists, he enumerates here all the places. Kol Makom Shehechisu Lifnei HaMakom. All of the places where the Jewish people caused Hashem pain. They angered Hashem. Lefich, therefore, he didn't want to say it out in the open. Therefore, he was mirames, pshat, remesh, drush, soy, we have remes. Lefich, therefore, sosames hadvarim v'hizkidon b'remes b'fnibnei kivoidon shel Yisrael. Kovoid. Moshe Rabbeinu's role here is to give musar, but because he doesn't want to go, the kovoid of Klal Yisrael, the dignity, the honor of the Jewish people, is at stake. So I'm not going to go and spell it out for you, Rabbi Yisai. I'm going to just throw in some words. You figure it out. Yeah?
Is it deliberate that it goes from three levels, individual?
Oh, that's exactly. You can say the shir. Exactly what I wanted to say. But what's our observation? Baruch Shekivanti. See, it's only because of you. So Baruch Shekivanti. So what is over here? The Haloi Davar. Is this not something very significant? We have the Bein HaMetzorim. The Bein HaMetzorim, the Churban, there's a big dilemma. What's the Ikar Churban? Are we Ma'ab, Mis'abel, primarily on the Bayis Rishon, or on the Bayis Sheni? Or both? Or other things as well? Some want to say the Ikar Avelos of the Bein HaMetzorim is the Bayis Sheni. The Bayis Sheni was started because of Sinas Chinam. Sinas hatred. What's the antidote to Sinas Chinam? To concern ourselves with the honor of Klal Yisrael. And indeed, we have three different dimensions of the Kvodon Shel Yisrael. The first of the Bein HaMetzorim is the Kavod of the individual. Pinchas Ben Elazar. Every individual is an Ish Mechubad, is someone honorable. The second parasha, Parashas Matos, is to give Kavod to our Gedolei Yisrael. The leaders of the Jewish people, they deserve respect. They put their lives on the line for us. They deserve kavod. And the third week of the Bein HaMetzorim is the nation, Klal Yisrael as a nation, is deserving of kavod. The kavodon shel Yisrael. This is the avoida. This is the avoida of the Bein HaMetzorim. Just like, you know, there are two times here when we mourn. We mourn during the Yimei Sfira for the Talmid Rabbi Akiva, and Chazal tell us why did they die? Sheloi nahagu kavod zelozeh. And then we also have an avelus of the Bein HaMetzorim. And what is the avoida? The avoida is the kavodon shel Yisrael, bechlolon uvipratan, the individual, the leader, and the nation as a whole. When we're in Golus, when we're in Tsar, there's a lack of dignity, a lack of honor, a lack of stature. And this is what we need to restore to bring the Geula Shlema. Yes?
There's one more level of cover that's brought us into our mind. And it's specific, you see it in Shmuel. Adonai Sechof and Pinchas. Hashem said they took their cover instead of mine.
Hashem's covered, you're saying.
And it's not
part, so, this, that's the thing, Hashem. It's the cover of Hashem, of the Ribbono Shel Olam. But Yisrael, the Raisa, the Kudsha, B'lichu, Chadhi. It's all the same. Chazal say that our cover is Hashem's cover. We are the Pe'er of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mika Amcha Yisrael Goyechab Aretz. It's all the same. When the Kavod in Shel Yisrael is the Kavod of Hashem, because we're all Yisrael, the Oraisa, the Kudsha Brichu, Chari. It's all wrapped up in the same. And in the Kavod of Klal Yisrael, we have three different dimensions. Okay, I'll tell you nice now. A lot of now, once we say Remes, this is the week of Remes, right? You can't get a better parasha for Remes. Pardes, Torah has four dimensions: Pshat, Remes, Drush, Sod. So this week is the week of Remes because it says here. So there have to be a lot of Ramazim in this week's parasha relating to Tisha B'Av. So one of the best Ramazim, I think, is right away after Moshe begins the Musar, he says, Rav lochem sheves b'hor hazeh. It's enough. It's enough for you, sheves, to sit b'hor hazeh on this mountain. It's time for you to move forward. What's the first word of the kinos? A lot of the darshanim, you go to a program, you'll probably hear someone darshan of the first word of the kinos. What's the first word of kinos? How could you not know the first word of kinos in the morning? Shabbos! Suru mimeni, I don't even remember the word. Shasuru mimeni, turn away from me, our enemies taunted us. Shabbos. Sashem over here is saying to us, Moshe is saying, Rav lecha sheves. Al tikri sheves. Rav lecha shavas. It's enough already of saying the kinnis. You had enough already. Enough kinnis already. So many years, 2,000 years of saying kinnis. Rav lecha. It's time for the geula. Enough is enough. That's a nice, I think, a nice little remez in this week's parsha. A little inspiration for the future. Okay, we'll come back to some other remazim in a moment. Let's go to another idea. This is an abstract idea. I didn't have a chance to count the words, but I saw something very interesting. It's abstract, and that is the first five psukim of the. You probably won't count it right now. The first five psukim of the this chumash has exactly 248 ramach 248 letters. 248. Maybe I'm wrong. I didn't count this. So I could be. I'm confused. I'm getting my mind's being blown. That's not true. That doesn't make a difference. That's one thing I saw. Mm-hmm. There are 248 letters in the first five pisukim. Number two. The main point is it says there's a chazal. I don't know where it says this. It's probably more of a chassidisha makar. It's not necessarily rooted in the rishonim. Well, maybe it is. Maybe it's a medrash. The first five pisukim correspond to the first. To correspond to the Chamishei Chumshei Torah. That's all it says. There are five Pesukim here in Devarim. There are 248 letters which focus on the positive elements of the Torah. Right? 365 Lo Sases. Don't do this, don't do this. But Torah is not just negative. Torah is positive. Okay, what to do, what you have to do. And there are five Pesukim and there are five Chumashim. And the first five psukim correspond to the first to the five chumashim. That's all it says. Now that allows us to take each pasuk and to understand the nature, the essence of each one of the chamishei chumshei Torah. And it's very interesting. So the first pasuk is Eila Hadavadim Ashadim Moshel Kol Yisrael territory. Be'ever Hayarden, Bamidbar, Barava, Mol Suf, Bein Paran, Bein Tofel, Lavan, Chatzeros, Vidi Zahav. That basically means that the Chumash Bereishis is the Pascha Bereishis. Chumash Bereishis is the establishment of the territory of this world. It's the foundation of location. Bereishis bara Elokim es hashamayim v'es haaretz. It's territory. And territory...
The foundation
of the and therefore it's not just the foundation of the territory. Mokim, what does it mean, Mokim? Mokim is a very significant concept. Mokim never changes. People change. Times change. People come and go, events happen, the makom, the location never changes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called the makom. And Tisha B'Av, there's a lot of emphasis on HaKadosh Baruch Hu being called the makom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mekom shel olam. Why is Hashem called the makom? Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. You say to an avil HaMakom Yidachim Eschem. Hashem's always with you. Just like location never changes. People come and go. Times come and go. Events come and go. Ashkafas come and go, ideologies come and go, but the location, that never changes. Ribbono shel Olam is the makom. He is the only constant in the world of variables. The whole world is one big variable, but Hashem is the makom, He is the constant. The first pasuk describes all of the mekomos, all of the establishment of all of the constants, not the variables. Bereishis is the creation of the world. The Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Klal Yisrael, this is the Mekoyma Shel Olam. That's Bereishis, location, 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 location. That's the essence of the very first pasuk. The second pasuk is, Achad Asu Mechavir Chasir Ad Kodesh Barnea. That represents our journey. It's an 11-day journey to go from here to there. What happened to Chumash Shemos? It was the journey of Klal Yisrael from Kenan, to go down from Mitzrayim in Egypt, to travel in the Midbar, the entire journey of Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's rooted in, this pasuk is describing the journey. It's an 11-day journey to travel from Choyrev, was you receive the Torah, derech harsiad until Kodesh Barnea to another location. That's exactly what happened. That's what happened to us. We started off in Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu appeared to us. He told us, "Tavdunes elokim al har hazeh. I'm going to take you out of Egypt in order to be mekabel the Torah." And he did it. He took us out of Egypt, took us to be mekabel the Torah, and then we went vayit. We went to the end. We went to build the Mishkan. We went all the way to end chumash shemos. Represents the journey of Klal Yisrael. Fits very well, I think, in the pasuk base. Pasuk gimel is Vayhi Biar Boyim Shana Biashes Khalish Dibe Moshe El Bnei Yisrael Kholash Tziva Shem Yisrael Lehem. The bulk of the mitzvahs, Chumash Vayikra, it's all about the tzivuyim, the korbanos, and you name it. So there's the bulk of the mitzvahs appear in Chumash Vayikra, especially when we know the laws of Tumah V'Tahara and Malchalas Asurais and the Moadim, you name it. I mean, that's it. Chumash Vayikra really has, you can tell me, Mishpatim has a lot of mitzvahs. Okay, I'm asking. Mishpatim has a lot of mitzvahs. But the bulk of all of the mitzvahs indeed appear in Chumash Vayikra, K'chol Asher Tzivach Hashem Yisrael Aleihem. Pasuk Dalit describes Acharei the Masos. It describes really, I mean, Acharei HaKosoi, Eis Sichon Melech Haimor, Asher Yoshe B'Cheshon, Eis Melech Oig Melech HaBashon, Asher Yeshev V'Ashtaros Be'Edrehi. This really describes our basic entry into the land, the Masos. The Masos, we travel and we came until we knocked out already two nations, Oig and Sichon. So you have to finesse it a little bit more. Got to finesse this part a little bit more, but I think there are roots. There's enough of a makar in pasuk dal. This is, it captures the essence of chumish, bamidbar. And the last is symbol. The last is couldn't be simpler. Be'ever hayarden bi'aretz moav. That's exactly what the whole. You couldn't hit the nail on the head better than pasuk hay describing exactly what is the tafkid of the ever hayarden bi'aretz moav hoyl moshe be'er es ha'toyra hazos lemar chumish. Devarim is captured, is all wrapped up in Pasuk Hey. So it's a nice little drush. There are five psukim that open up Chumash Devarim, which is the summary of Kol HaTorah Kula, and each Pasuk here is Merames, Remes. That's what Rashi over here says. Chumash Devarim is all about Remes. It's all about Remes, and these five psukim are Merames to the essence, the nature of each one of the Chamushim, and when you know what the Hakdama, then you can approach each Chumash with the proper perspective. Each chumash can be understood when you know, when you use this as the pasuk of Akdama to understand what it's all about. And supposedly, you have to count later on, there are 248 letters, which means this is the whole Torah. Focus on the good. Don't always be so negative. Don't focus on the 365 lois says. It's kedai to be focused on the 248 mitzvahs I say, the positive. I told you many times where a Rebbe, a parent was very annoyed at a principal. I know this firsthand from the person who actually told this to the principal. Was very annoyed why the principal, every single day, he sends home notes with the parents. Don't tell your children not to do this and not to do this and not to go on the internet, not watch television, and don't eat this food and don't do that food. So the parent said to the principal, everything is so negative in this school. Everything is don't do this. Can't you focus on something positive? Instead of sending home notes for the parents not to do this, why don't you send them some notes that he should learn a little bit, he should daven a little bit, he should look at his Gedolim pictures instead of not looking at the internet. He should do something positive. So the principal said, you're right. We have to understand in the Torah there are 365 negative commandments and only 248 positive. There's more what not to do than what to do. So sometimes in Chinuch Habanim, it's proper to focus on the negative and the positive. Okay, that's a thought. You can argue it both ways. It all depends, of course. You can't generalize. Everyone is different. Let's go to another idea. Next idea. Moshe Rabbeinu, he selects judges. Very interesting, Rashi. Rashi says, Eicha. Okay, this is the pasuk that the Baal Kriya lanes with the nigun of Eicha. Eicha esol levadi. Moshe complains, how could I carry all alone? How could I alone bear the responsibility, bear the burden of this nation? And he says over here three complaints. Moshe says there are three problems with the Jewish people. Number one is torchachem. You are people who have a lot of troubles. Number two, umasachem. You are a people that has a very great burden upon you. Verivachem, you're quarrelsome people. Moshe has three complaints. Three complaints against the Jewish people. Torchachem, umasachem, verivachem. And Rashi very clearly goes through the effort. Rashi goes through the effort to clearly define exactly what these three things mean. Rashi first says Tarchachem, Melamed Shoyu Yisrael Tarchonim. They were, I don't know how to translate that word, they were troublesome people. What does it mean troublesome? Rashi explains, Hoy Echad Mehem Roye Esbal Dinoy Notzeach Bedin. I have a court case. $1,000. $1,000. We're going to go to court. I go to court, I give one look at who the judges are, and I see this guy's going to win. I can just smell it. I can smell it that the judge is going to favor my fellow, not me. You know what? Let's now go to another court. And you drive your baldin, your adversary, crazy. This judge is no good, that judge is no good. You go, he says, I have witnesses to bring, I want another judge. What is the case? The case over here is there's a dispute between two Jews. Reuven and Shimon are slugging it out. They're fighting over money. And if you're going to lose, if you see you're going to lose, I'm not going to lose. We're going to go to another court. We're going to manipulate the system that I win. And he's also going to manipulate the system. And therefore, that's what it means, Tar Chachem. You troublesome people, Ben Adam Lachaveroi. That's the point we want to emphasize. Umasachem. Masa means a burden. What's the burden? Rashi says, Mulamitri Apikorsin. Wow. You're Apikorsin. Apikorsin. I always use the mem, Apikorsin. Apikorsin. You are Apikorsin. You don't believe in God. Or you have a perverted understanding of the ways of Hashem. That's a pretty serious stuff. Ben Adam La Mokoim. There are problems amongst the Jewish people in their relationship with their Creator. Number three, Umasachem. Okay, that's Masachem. And then it goes on to the Rivchem. Melamed Shohoyu Roignim. They complain. Complainers. That's a different type of problem. That's not necessarily Ben Adam La Chaveroi. That's not a problem in Hashkofa. Maybe you're very good, but maybe you're very good. Ben Adam Lachavero, you're honest. You don't steal, you're meticulous. You're makbid pochus mishova pruta. Ben Adam Lamokoim, the Hashkofa is A-OK. 100% you're on the mark. No one would ever think to call this person Apikoros. This guy is... But he complains. Not fair. Zelo fair. Why? This Hashem good to him, he has a beautiful house, he has an easy time with doing shidduchim for his children, and he has a very good parnasa. I struggle. I can barely make ends meet. I'm a religious person. I'm religious. I know Kol HaTorah Kula, I go to Daf Yomi, my hashkaf is correct. I am very honest, but I'm a complainer. I complain, it's just not fair. I'm not mikado.
Who are they
complaining to? To everyone. To their wives. What? To Hashem, to the Rabbanim. They just complain. You don't see people like this all the time? Myself, I'm like that. You complain. Everything is good. I have other problems as well. But people, there are people that everything is good. They're honest. And they're religious. But they complain. They're bitter. No, you're not supposed to. Don't complain. Don't complain so much. You ever see... Yeah. You're right. I agree with you. If not for Rashi, you can argue this from today until tomorrow, forever, what these words mean. 100%. These words can mean a million things. It all depends on the context. Rashi, Rabbeinu Shlomo Yitzchoki has told us, he has a Mesorah, and he has defined for us here with precision what these words mean here in this particular context. Okay, Adam lachaveroi, Adam lamokoim, and just to be a person who complains. And Moshe said, I had enough of this. I'm fed up. Echa esol levadi, I quit. I'm out of here. We lay in this pasuk with the nigun of Echa. You should know what they're laying. When they're laying with the nigun of Echa, what exactly the Valkyrie is saying, what exactly our problems are, these are the problems. Okay, yeah. Very quick, because I want to run out of time. What?
Are you finished writing the work?
No, not far. We're just getting started. Okay.
I wanted to ask you a question.
Wait, let's the solution. So there is a solution. So that's what I want to suggest. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Moshe says, I have a solution. The solution is havu lachem anoshim chachamim univonim viduim lishivteichem. Moshe says the solution is to appoint four people who have the four following characteristics, the four following traits. They're anoshim, they're chachamim, they're nevoinim, and they are viduim l'shivteichem. Now I want to suggest, you can argue with me, maybe I'm wrong, that viduim l'shivteichem, from Rashi, it's mashma, it's not a trait. They have a background check. Okay, you get a job, you do a background check, you hire a private investigator, you do a background check, they're good. Viduim l'shivteichem does not necessarily mean there are no skeletons in the closet. The ikar traits that Moshe is demanding is they should be people of anoshim, chachamim, univoinim, and Rashi just says, I don't know. Moshe, the way Rashi learns is, Moshe says, I want these three traits. I don't know who has these traits. You tell me. I don't know. There are 600,000 of you. I don't know who has all of these three qualities. You, viduim l'shivteichem, you, the people in Klal Yisrael, you know who your neighbors are. You can tell me who has these three following these traits. So viduim l'shivteichem is not a trait. It is just a description. The people who know, they will come and they will tell me who has these three midos. I want to suggest now if that is correct, and it appears that's what Rashi says. Rashi says shehem nikarim lochem sheim bo lefonai ma'utof betalis. A guy comes dressed, wrapped in a talis. Any odem mihu? I don't know who he is. Umiyez a shevud who vim hagun who? I don't know. Avlatem me amakirim bo. You know who he is. So therefore, you're the ones who are going to tell me who are the anashim chachachim unevoinim. So therefore, they're basically three traits. Yeah.
Interesting, I think, is that anashim is used
for
what anashim means, a mensch.
I'm coming down. So therefore, I want to make the following suggestion, that the reason why Moshe demands three things, anashim, chachamim, v'nevonim, was going to repair the three problems. The three problems are eicha solavadi, torchachem, umasachem, rivchem. The solution for Torchachem is Anoshim. The solution for Masachem is Chachomim. And the solution for Virivchem is to get people who are Nevoinim. Now, what does that mean? So if this idea is correct, it's Zeh Luma Zeh, we have some very deep insight here. The Pasuk is coming to hone in and tell you the roots of Apikursis, the roots of complaining, and the roots of quarreling between man and his fellow man. Because you're telling, okay, Moshe, what's the solution? We are people who like to fight about money, so what's the solution? We're people who are apikarsim, so tell us, what's the solution? We complain. No, that's a very big problem. People, there's no solution. What's the problem? What's the solution to get people to stop complaining? Okay, that's a magefa in this world. What's the solution to stop complaining? So the pasuk here is revealing you what the solution is. Now, we have to go to Rashi and see how Rashi translates these three interesting words. What does it mean, anoshim? Rashi says tzadikim. Anoshim, like you said, it means a mensch. Rashi says something more than a mensch. Rashi in this context says, what anoshim? V'chisal adaitcha, anoshim. What? Who are going to be the leaders? V'chisal taka, in this generation, you would taka say, we should have women, they'll do better, right? It's interesting, Rashi. V'chisal adaitcha, anoshim. We didn't even have a mina. We should appoint women to the bench. Yeah, in this generation, we do have such a have a mina. But Rashi says, what does it mean? What does it mean over here, anoshim? It means, my tamum anoshim, tzadikim, righteous. What is the shoyresh of tzadik? Tzedek. Eicha hoysa lezayna. What's the pasuk of Yishai? No, that's the wrong pasuk. Is a city that was once tzedek. Okay, I don't remember the pasuk in my heart.
What is the pasuk? What?
Tzedek, milaysi mishpat. Say the pasuk again.
Tzedek,
HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is the shorish of a tzedek? Tzedek, what is tzedek? Tzedek means what is correct. If you'll focus on what is correct, you won't try to swindle your friend. You're coming to court. The role of a shofet is tzedek. Tzedek means justice. Mishpat, and those two words always go together. Tzedek u mishpat. Mishpat to tzedek. Tzedek means this is correct. One is 100% of a person will, instead of trying to manipulate the system, that I'm going to lose. If you're supposed to lose, that's right, lose. It's not a game. It's not a game, really. That's not my money. It's just if I can beat the system, if I can get away with it, I'll get away with it. Ever get a parking ticket, right? Are you guilty or innocent? 99.9% of the time, you're guilty. You're guilty. You're guilty. You did not fill up. Now you use your smartphone to fill up the meter, but you're guilty. So what is everyone in court there for? A whole long line of people there in court trying to get out. He didn't write the license plate with the right letter. Or, the sign, it was a little bit of the sign where it says don't park, and it was tilted in the wrong angle, so it was misleading. I mean, you got the right books on the ingenious arguments people make. They spend a whole day, they waste a whole day to go down to court to fight over a $60 ticket. It's more ready. And they're 100% guilty before they even walk into court with these ingenious arguments to convince the judge to get off on a technicality. Right? Isn't that what goes on? And you can hire people who know how to, all the kunstim. Are you guilty or innocent? Is it tzedek or is it not tzedek? The tzedek is I'm guilty. What are you trying to do? You're trying to find a legal loophole to beat the system. I have a baal din, I'm going to lose. I'll go to this court, this din is a shemazel, and he'll go and he'll award me the case. Is that tzedek? That's not tzedek. That's corruption. That's corruption. What? It's corruption. Nimela, the solution for people who are tor chachem, people who, exactly Rashi says, people who are trying to beat the system. That's really what Rashi says. You're people who know you're wrong and you try to beat the system. Read the Rashi. I'll have more witnesses, have another dying. Just live up to it. You're guilty. What's the tzedek? The solution is appointing yourself anoshim tzadikim, people who know what tzedek is. Let them guide you. Let them teach you all about tzedek. Now, the next one I find to be even more fascinating, and that is, what does it mean chachamim? So I always say chachamim. Is there a chacham horoyes hanoylad? You see the future. You're a wise man. That's what Rashi says. Shocking. Rashi, that's why you need Rashi. Rashi says, in this context, chachamim means kisufim. What does kisufim mean? So you look in the it's a hard word to translate. The Sifsei Chacham tell you, it means nechmat, precious. Nechmat. Like we always say, kesef v'zahav. Kesef is midas harachamim, and zahav is symbolic of midas hadin. Why is kesef midas harachamim? Because kesef alludes to kisufim, yearning, or nechmadim. Desirable, precious. I want you to appoint people who are tzaddik, manashim, and chachamim. I don't know how Rashi got this. This is a shocking Rashi. This Rashi is off the charts. Since when does chachamim mean people who are kisufim? But that's what Rashi says, so I'm safe. In fact, Rashi over here is a very deep Rashi. Chachamim in this context means that your leaders should be people who are nechmat. They're precious. The people who you love them. There's just something very special about it. They're very special people. They have sparkling midos. They're warm. They're gracious.
Charismatic.
Kisufim. People who are nechmadim. People who are desirable people. Why? Why do we want such people? Why is that a chacham? Because they're going to be the ones who are going to teach you not to be apikorsim. In other words, what is Rashi teaching you? You know where the roots of apikorsis lie? It lies when the Ribbono Shel Olam is not nechmat. Hashem, Rachman Lutzan, it's boring. It's just a burden. When the Ribbono Shel Olam is not a topic, it's not a topic, it's not a concept of fascination by you, it's not important to me. It's easy as pie to become an apikoris. Because you just don't pay attention. You're not with the program. You're not paying attention to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you'll just fall right off. When we dive in for learning Torah, the harev no Hashem alokeinu tzivei saras chibefinu. It shouldn't just be a lip service. It should be pleasurable. When you learn the Torah, which is the tool you learn, you use in order to come close to be makir the Ribbono Shel Olam, the most important thing is the harevna. It should be pleasant. It should be sweet. It should be desirable. If the Ribbono Shel Olam is something which is nechmat in your eyes, even though just because Hashem, you love Hashem, like the goyim also love Hashem, right? The Christians, they talk about all they talk about love the whole day, right. Loving, but loving. If you love Hashem and you have the tools, I'm giving you the goyim. They love Hashem. They may, some of them, they love Hashem. They don't have the tools. They don't have the Torah. So they're walking in the dark. They're groping in the darkness. But if you Klal Yisrael, you have the tools. You have the Torah. And if you just love Hashem, it's easy as pie. You'll never become an apikoros. If you take the, it's Hashem is nechmat, with the tools I've given you, there's no way in the world you'll slip into a massive of a Jew being an apikoros, having a false ideology of a Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the yesod that Rashi is teaching us. The key to avoiding apikoros is Hashem and His Torah should be nechmat. And the way you're going to get that is when you have a leader who is nechmat, it's contagious. It's contagious, it carries over to the Hamoinam. They love Hashem, Hashem is nechmat, and they right away want to understand Hashem. And you want to understand Hashem, you'll have the Siyata Shmaya, not Chas V'Sholem to go to the wrong Derech. Now, the third one is similar, I think, Unevoinim. Rashi says Nevoinim here means Me Mevinim Davar Mitoch Davar. Why do people complain? Why do you complain? He has a great job. Unbelievable job. My job, I can't make ends meet. I make minimum wage. So I complain. It's not fair. I'm smarter. I went to better education. I have more pull than him. It just doesn't work out for me. When you look at everything just on the surface, you're right. You're right. It's not fair. Zelo fair. I'm smarter. I'm better, more talented. I have better connections. Zelo fair. I have worse than he has. He has a better life. But when you're a Novine, Maven Davar, Mitoich Davar. Don't look at it at the surface. You gotta go deeper. You have to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu has cheshbonos. You gotta go look 10 years down the line. Gotta go look at collateral damage of what would have happened if you would have had his job. You gotta go look. This life is complex. When you look at things in a very, very simple level, you're right. It's what to complain about. But when you're a Novoin, it's Nevin Dover Mitoch Dover. Go the next level. Understand the history. Understand the future. Understand that Hashem has for you a plan. And it's not obvious in this moment in time. Guarantee you, you won't complain. He should be the one that's complaining. He should be jealous of me because I have it a lot better than him. It's just you don't see it because it's just very superficial. So it's unbelievable what's happening over here in this pasuk. We have over here Rashi teaching us what are the problems in Klal Yisrael? What is the problem of Golos all about? Eicha, this is the pasuk of this week's parsha. Some poskim are very disturbed. Some poskim say, you're not a lame. Eicha solavadi b'nigin eicha. Because it's avelus b'farhesia antir, b'farhesia. That's not how many. We do. Everyone does it. The whole world does it. But it's a very important pasuk of this week's parsha. When else? Is there any other time that you lay in a pasuk in the Torah and another nigun? I mean, you lay the masos and the shira. You lay with melody of simcha. But to lay in a pasuk derech tzar, I don't know if there's another pasuk you ever do this a whole year round. Eichas al-Vadi, we present the major problems of Klal Yisrael, and we present the solutions. You shouldn't just say we have problems. Moshe, the very next pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu was the fixer man. He was the fixer man. He gave us the solution to our problems. We need Anoshim Tzadikim to knock out the people who are the Tarchonim, the people who are the Torchachem. We need the Chachamim to knock out the people who are the Apikorsim, the Masachem. And we need the Nevoinim to knock out the people who complain. Now what's the Chaval? The Chaval is what happened. When they came forward, what did it say? It says, V'ekach es roshe shiftechem Anoshim Chachamim viduim. Unfortunately, Anoshim and the Chachamim, but what's missing? The Nevoinim never showed up. Unfortunately, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to solve the first two problems to some degree. I mean, I don't know about that today, but to some degree, the problem of Tzedek was solved. To some degree, the problem of Apikursis was solved, But complainers? Complainers, that was never solved.
I know.
That, yeah?
All the shot. If you once said over, she let papers. That the Bina, the Nashim.
Bina Yisera.
Bina Yisera.
Oh, so it's the Nashim who are.
So it could be the Rashi says.
Oh, the Fital al Daitachem. Every Havamina has the Kiyam, right? It's such as a concept. He's saying a Vart. Every Havamina in the Gemara has a fulfillment somewhere else. V'chisale al daitchem noshim? Would you ever think, havu lechem anoshim, v'chisale al daitchem noshim? So even though we reject it, but every hava amina has a kiyam somewhere else. So who has the bina yisera, who's mevin davar mitoch davar? It's the noshim. And it's takachu. It's takachu women, it's takaverichu women, they go and they have the ability, a good wife has the ability to calm her husband down and tell her husband, don't complain. It's talk a very. You see this by many people. It's very, very true. So he's saying an unbelievable vart. He's saying a vart is that the noshim, they're the ones who are going to close that hole, plug that hole, and maybe indeed that's what Rashi alludes to. Al derech drush v'chisale al daitechem. Every hav amino also has a kin to some degree. They're going to be the nevarim to stop us from complaining. Complainers. To complain. Vayirognu ha'om be'oholeihem. Atem hamitem am Hashem. It's a pasuk in the Torah. You have yes. People complain. Be'olechem, you to complain. People. No. Tarchachem, look at Rashi. Melame, tarchonim. Troublesome. Troublesome people. Troublesome. What Rashi explains. What does it mean to troublesome? Ha'ye'echad mehem royeh esbal dina noitzeach bedin. He sees that his friend's going to win. So what is he going to do? I'm going to manipulate the system. I'm going to manipulate the system. Trouble people so that's not fair. If he's supposed to win, let him win. You're a ganef. You're going to go and you're going to take away money from your friend on a technicality. You're going to manipulate the system. So you need tzaddikim. You got to be righteous. You can always manipulate the system. There's always going to be a technique. There's always going to be a kunz to beat the system. That's not what the Torah wants from you. The Torah wants from you to be business ethics, honorable people.
The system, the guy system built in, it's a...
Legal loopholes.
I mean, a loophole... Legal.
Catering business, right? We talked about this yesterday.
Found something which says if it's improperly written...
Obviously, there has to be a balance. There has to be a balance somewhere. You can't generalize... But b'derech klal, we have to be ethical, honorable people. Mitzad sheni, the government, there are situations that allows for loopholes. Okay, if the government knows
legal,
about it.
It may what? Not be ethical.
Yeah, legal.
Okay,
right.
Legal, ethical.
It's not ethical.
Right.
So it depends. Sometimes.
Yeah,
no. Excuse me. Halachically, by the way, yeah. Lawyers are taught from lawyers. If the client is guilty, you suggest that he plead guilty. And don't, that's why there are a lot of from
really?
Lawyers. Yeah, I know somebody, good friend of mine,
yeah.
Who will not, he says he's not a trial lawyer, because when somebody is going to come to me and say, I did it, I need you to get me off, he said, I'm not going to, if you're
okay.
Guilty, I'll do the best I can for you, but if you plead guilty. And so he's okay. Not a trial lawyer.
I know a tax lawyer. I know a tax lawyer. I spoke to a tax lawyer, and this tax lawyer told me,
he will not.
That's what the tax lawyers are for. If you're not mechuyev to pay the tax, you're not mechuyev. If the government allows, no, your person doesn't know, you do your tax return, you have a person, it's a very involved, it's a very complex business. So you do the tax return yourself, and your accountant does a tax return, you have to pay $10,000 tax. If you go to a specialist, he knows all of the kunsim, he knows how to structure your income in such a way that you put aside money in this fund and that fund and this and this, you only end up paying $5,000 tax. Is it unethical to go to the tax? And he'll take for himself the $5,000. So give him the parnasa. So he says to me, is it unethical what I do? He said to me, of course not. This is the government. The government allows these things. The government allows, it's not unethical. How dare you go say it's unethical? The government allows for these situations not to pay tax. It's giving you options. So where do you draw the line? Oh, the catering law. So he's talking about, a very fascinating thing that there's in Brooklyn. You'll notice that in Brooklyn there's no such thing in Brooklyn, where a catering hall is not under a yeshiva.
Yes, there are.
Yeah, the very expensive ones.
No.
Okay, druba druba. Why is that so? Why? So, Mr. President, remember Mr. Przanski? Mayav Rafua Shalema, he used to own La Chateau. He had he owned the Pyrian La Chateau.
Right.
So I remember he's not well. He may have a Rafua Shalema. So I was a little bit friendly with him. He's living next, not so far from me. He used to walk home with one Shabbos sometimes. Mm-hmm. So he told me the reason why he went out of business. He shouldn't La Chateau was because he could not compete with everyone else for one simple reason. Every catering business today is part of a yeshiva. Chinka is a very big yeshiva. And all the atterises in Williamsburg, they're all part of yeshivas. And why is that so? If you're part of a yeshiva, you don't have to pay for garbage removal. If you're part of a yeshiva, you don't have to pay for water. And there's another whole list of things. He told me the cost of private garbage removal alone for a caterer will put you out of business before you even start. So how can he compete with a yeshiva that has a beautiful catering hall and is doing an affair and is not paying for garbage removal when he is a private institution has to pay for garbage? He has to raise the price for every guest by $5, $10 just for that alone, because the price is off, you wouldn't believe what it costs. Private garbage removal, water bills, the whole long list of things, whole long tax exemptions, whole long list of things. It's impossible. So if you'll notice, the vast majority, 95% of every catering hall in Brooklyn is under the auspices of a yeshiva. So is that, or a shul. So is that unethical?
No.
Look at a yeshiva like Chinka. Chinka has a very big yeshiva. The Cheder, it's a very big yeshiva. You can't tell me that it's not unethical what they're doing. They have a major yeshiva, and they have a very nice catering hall, and the government allows for this. So fine, you'll show me a place where they have a little kollel for three people who come for 15 minutes a day, and they pay them a salary of $5. That's the yeshiva, and we have over here this magnificent, magnificent catering hall. And then that is unethical. That is unethical. So where do you draw the line? I don't know. Okay, this you need very big people to tell you business ethics, to tell you, to define there's halacha and there is ethics, and there's a very fine balance to know what is a proper hashkafa and what is an abuse of the system. Halacha was right. You sell the chametz to a guy. There are many. So where do you draw the line? That's something which is extremely complex. Okay, but going on top, let's go on to a new topic, another idea. Okay. Now going back to the theme of remes, okay, let's go a little back to remes. It's not a coincidence that we open up Parshas Devarim with the Devarim is the Shabbos immediately preceding Tisha B'Av. Because how does the Parsha begin? The Parsha begins Achad Osayoy. Moshe says to Klal Yisrael, it was an 11-day journey. We left Mitzrayim. We only would have taken 11 days to get from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael. Achad Osor Yoy Mechorev Derech Har Seir. If we would just pass right through Har Seir, it's an 11-day journey at Kodesh Barnea to be on the precipice of Eretz Yisrael. We're just right there, 11 days. And not only that, Rashi goes on to say, We did it in three days. Kefitsa Saderech. 11 days, nothing 11 days. We did it in 3 days. And yet what happened? We're stuck here for 40 years. We're going in circles around Har Seir, Achad Gadya, merry-go-round for 40 years. It only takes 11 days, Al Derech HaTeva. We did it in 3 days. And then as we got there, he did these Averis of the Egel, Meraglim, other problems, he complained, so you blew it. And now, we're going in circles for 40 years, for 38 years, 40 years. And Moshe now gives them Musar. This is the Musar Haskel that is presented to us, Erev Tisha B'Av. Har Seir is Edom. We just spent 3 days learning about this in Yechezkel. Yecheskel is Har Seir. V'olu Moshiim l'shpot es Har Esav. V'olu Moshiim b'Har Tzion l'shpot es Har Esav. Har Esav is Har Seir. There are numerous psukim in the Tanakh that describe Edoin, the fourth of the Dalet Golios, as Har Seir. What do people say to themselves? People say to themselves, what's a mistake we make is that, listen, it's meant to, Golos is meant to be. Mashiach, Geula, you know, that's how it's meant to be. It's supposed to be a Golos. It's not my problem that we should bring Mashiach, we should bring Mashiach today. Hayoim in b'koloi tishmahu. Be'ita achishena, there's a destined time for it to come. Maybe achishena, it'll come a little bit before that point in time. But that's the way the world is. It's been 2,000 years, almost 2,000 years, 19, what is it, a little bit less, but 2,000 years and since the Chorban. So it's not our problem. The Pasuk over here is coming to tell you it's your problem. It was never meant to be 2,000 years. Just like in this Pasuk, when they left Egypt, and there's Har Seir, there's a remes, Har Seir is Edom. To go through Edom, you could have been there in 3 days. You could have been in Eretz Yisrael, there could have been Mashiach, you could have come to the land immediately. It's because you blew it. It's because of your Averos, a long list of Averos, which he enumerates. Bamidbar, Ever Hayarden, Bamidbar, Barav, Amol, Sofim, Paran, Teufel, Lovan, Chatzeros, Dizav, all the things, all of the Chatoim. Because of your Averos, you took something which could have been over in 3 days, and you stretched it out to 40 years. Likewise, the Musar Haskel is, we came, the Churban came about. Hashem put us in Golos. We're in Golos, we're in Rome, the Bayesheni, the Golem were exiled to Rome, wherever they were exiled to. Okay, you're in the Midbar. You're stuck in Har Seir. No big deal. From Har Seir to Yerushalayim, the road is only 3 days. You could be there keherifying. Why then are you stuck in Har Seir and circling Har Seir? Why is Golos Edoim consuming you for 2,000 years? You have no one to blame but yourself. It's because either Hayarden, Midbar, Arava, Molsuf, Paran, Tofel, Lovan, Vachatzeros, Vidizav, it's all because of your Averos. Smaise Avois, Simin Labanim, don't put the blame, don't point the finger on someone else, focus on yourself, you can solve your own problems. Okay, let's go to another idea. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the Chorban. This is just a Ha'ara. I'm just going to see something else. Okay, let's look at this idea. This idea is also not 100% complete, but let me throw out the idea for you to complete. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, that Hashem took you out in the desert like a parent carries a child. Maybe Mr. Rappaport, you're really good at this. But no, so where's the pasuk? Kasha Yisosh B'no? No, no, it's in this parsha. This parsha. Right here. Hashem took you out. Hashem Elokeichem. Huhu Yilochim Lochem. Yes, where's the pasuk? You have the pasuk? Pasuk Lamed Aleph.
Page 495.
Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Vamidbar Asher Ro'isa. Asher Nisoacha Asher Elokecha, in the desert you have witnessed, you have seen Asher, in the desert you've seen these 40 years, Asher Nisoacha Hashem Elokecha, Hashem has carried you, to be carry you, Asher, like Yiso Ish Espino, like a parent, a father carries his child. Bechol HaDerech Asher Halachtem Ad Boyechem HaAdam Okem HaZeb. That's Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Now, what's the pshat in Pasuk Lamed Beis? Uvadavor hazeh, and with regard to this matter, einchem maminin b'Hashem Elokeichem. Now, this is a very powerful pasuk, the erev Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is all about one thing only, emuna. The tzaddik b'emunaso yichya. That's the name of the game. You can summarize the entire Tisha B'Av with one word, and that is the word emuna. Uvadavor hazeh, einchem maminin b'Hashem Elokeichem. So Rashi tells us the pshat. What's Uvadavor Hazeh? Pasuk Lamed Beis in Rashi. Rashi Lama Beis is Shehu Maftichem Lahaviachem El Aretz. In regard to this matter, that I've promised to bring you into the land. You don't believe Hashem. You do not have faith that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is capable of bringing you into Eretz Yisrael and conquering the 31 nations. That's what it says. Moshe says, it's shocking. Hashem, look what he did for you. Hashem took you with the Amud HaAnon, the Mon, and all of the, and you didn't trust him. You sent the Meraglim, v'chulu, v'chulu, uva'davar hazeh, inchem ma'minim v'Hashem elokeichem. I want to say a drush. The drush, it's not pshat. Is uva'davar hazeh refers back to the previous pasuk. The previous pasuk says, Hashem carries you ka'asher yiso ish espino. And Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, chaval, chaval, that the only thing that you believe is that Hashem, you can't say they're not ma'minim. They're ma'minim, b'nei ma'minim. So what do you mean they're not ma'minim? It means it's not enough. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu say, uva'davar hazeh inchem ma'minim? So I want to take you back to Parashas Chukas. In Parashas Chukas, Moshe Rabbeinu decides that he's going to appoint a leader. I need help. Moshe says, I need help. I'm drowning with these people. In Perek Yud Aleph, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasek Yud Beis, no, Perek Chaf Aleph. I'm making a mistake. Let me say, I wrote it over here, Yud Aleph, Pasek Yud Beis. Maybe you're right, maybe I'm a mistake. It's not Chukas, maybe it's Mehaloyscha. Yeah, here it is. I'm sorry, Parash Pahaloyscha, not Chukas, I'm sorry, Parash Pahaloyscha. In Perek Yud Aleph, Pasek Yud Beis, 11:12. Moshe says to Hashem, Hashem, I had enough. Bohu Mayim Ad Nofesh. These people, they're going to kill me. Ha'anochi Horisi Eis Kolom Hazer. Hashem, did I conceive? Did I conceive these people? Imanochi Yiluditiu? Did I give birth to these people? What do you want from me, Hashem? You put upon me a burden that's just unbearable. I didn't conceive with these people. I didn't give birth to them. Ki Somer Eli, what do you want from me, Hashem? You want me to lead them and take care of all of their needs? You say to me, Soil Bechaikacha, you Moshe, carry them in your bosom. Kasher Yiso Ho'imein Es Hayoinek. Like a nurse carries an infant. Yiso Ho'imein Es Hayoinek. There are two types of carryings. There's the way an oimein, a nurse, carries a yoinek, an infant, and there's the way an ish is yiso espino. What's the difference? When it says an oimein and a yoinek, the word oimein is used. Now we discussed this before. That what is the word oimein? The word what is the word for faith? The word that we use is emuna. Is that the real word? I don't really know. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. Many or more from the non-Tanakh, you have a word that's a borrowed term. If it's true that the word amun is not the real word, which I'm betting it's not, where did the word emuna come to mean faith? It comes from this word, a nurse, an oimein. Kasha yisoh ho'imein es hayonek. We have this word by in the Megillah, Mordechai. Vayehi oimein es hadasah. Mordechai, he nurtured, he raised hadasah as an infant all the way until she became an adult. That's the real word. When Chazal want to describe the concept that we call faith, they borrow the term oimein, a wet nurse, or to raise. Oh, that's a great word. Why don't we use that word to express the concept of emun, of faith in the Ribbono Shel Olam? What does that mean exactly? What is the relationship between an infant, and its mother? Faith. An infant has no digus. Child comes out of the womb, it's hungry. The mother's there. She's there to nurse the baby. The baby cries, the mother's there to calm it down. An infant doesn't know from the Ribbono Shel Olam, doesn't know from the complexities of this world of kavod, taiva, mammon, doesn't know from these things. All he knows is, whatever I need, I get. I'm hungry, my mother is there to provide me with food. It's a blind faith. The relationship between an infant and its mother is blind faith. Mordechai raised Esther. Esther had in Mordechai blind faith. Mordechai did a good job. Mordechai, he raised her. That's what it means. When you raise a person, like a child gets a little bit older, he also has faith in his parents. There's always going to be a degree of faith that a child has in his parents. But the problem is, as the child gets older, the older the child gets, the less faith a child has in their parents, until unfortunately comes a point in time where the children start telling the parents what to do. And the parents are the ones who need to have faith in their children to make sure their children take good care of them when they need to do so. Unfortunately, the role is reversed. But in the beginning, it's, and then it weakens. Moshe Rabbeinu over here is saying is, so Moshe complains, Hashem, it's, what is Moshe saying? It's not my problem, it's your problem. You, the Ribbono Shel Olam, are the one who should carry your children an oimenes hayoinik. You want me to help you out. Hashem, this job is too big for me. That's not our parish. That's parish for Haloyscha. But you see this concept of taking care of the nation is described by Moshe Rabbeinu Kasha Yisah Ho'imenes Hayonek. Over here, Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Devarim says to Klal Yisrael, Chaval, Chaval, Chaval. It's too bad for you. Because you should look at your relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Yoinek and the Oimen. But it's a chaval to you, Klal Yisrael, that you look at your relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu not as an infant, but as a toddler. As Kasher Yisa Ho'av Espino. Like a father carries his child. How old is the child? He's already 2-3 years old. Does a child when he's 2-3 years old have confidence that the father is going to give him whatever he wants? No. Father doesn't give him whatever he wants. Sometimes the father gives him a frask. Doesn't give him what he wants. He gets what he wants. He knows, I don't make income, I don't make any money, I'm a poor man, I don't have a parnosis, my father's going to support me, but my father's not going to give me whatever I want. It's a different relationship, it's not the same emun. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, you look in the desert, and your relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam was kasher yisah ha'av espino. And then Moshe Rabbeinu gives out a terrible sigh. He says, chaval, chaval, chaval. Uvadovor hazeh, drush. In this matter of the relationship of father son, uvadovor hazeh inchem ma'aminim ba'Hashem Elokeichem. You're not ma'aminim. It should have been kasher yisa ho'oimein es hayoinei. Not kasher yisah ho'av espino. Uvadavar hazeh. The word that just came out of my mouth, Moshe Rabbeinu says it all. This dovar that I've just said to you, the dibur, that if you only look at your relationship as a child to a father, as a toddler to a father, that's not ideal. It should be like an infant to a nurse. It should be kasher yisah nimeila einchem aminim. We're lacking that emuna. Okay, that's a drush. The last thing to conclude. It's too late. It's ready to start 1 hour. So I have to stop over here. So I want to wish you all a wonderful Shabbos. Shabbos Chazoin. Chazoin is a vision. You all should have visions. Visions of Geula, Yeshuais, Nechamois, Bechlal, Uveprat, Bekoroiv, and Yeshuizoicha to the Geula Shalom, Bemeher, Bemeinu, Amen.